taken from 2 Peter, verse 3 and 4, and it can be found on page 1222 of the Red Bibles. Confirming one's calling and election. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Through these, he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. This is the word of the Lord.
Well, thank you, Sarah. What an incredible reading we just heard. We're going to think about that in a few moments. But what I want to do is find out how carefully you were watching and listening during Benjamin's baptism. Now, Benjamin is excused. He's got an A-star just by the fact that it was his day. But the others, I've got some questions for you, okay? So I wonder if anyone can tell me what one of the symbols that we used in the service was. Poppy, your hand was first up. Do you want to shout something out? A cross, yeah. Do you remember that Paul made the sign of a cross on Benjamin's head? That's brilliant. So what I'm going to do, I've got a cross here. We'll get the cross out. So we've got the cross. Let's put it up here. Nice and bold there in the middle. So Paul made the sign of a cross on Benjamin's head. What else happened to little Ben? Yes. A candle. Brilliant. Fantastic. And so we've got the candle here as well. So we've got a cross and a candle, and one other. Alexander, the water. Yeah, Benjamin got his head with water. So there were three incredible symbols as part of our baptism service. And we're going to think about those three things together this morning. The water, the sign of the cross, and the candle. And I wonder if someone else can put their hand up and tell me what you use water for. Anyone want to tell me? Noah. For baptizing people, brilliant. Proper curate's kid there, fantastic, that's great. Anyone else, what else in when we're not in church might we use water for? Yes. So washing, and that's exactly right. It's a symbol of sins being washed away. One more from the back, why don't you shout something out? Drinking. Water's really refreshing, isn't it? And it's really good for us to keep hydrated when we get too hot and bothered and need to cool down. Water's really good for us. It washes us and it refreshes us. And what we're reminded of in baptism, whether it's a tiny baby being baptized or an adult, is that one of the promises that we're given, that Sarah's reading talked about, one of the great promises, is that Jesus will forgive us our sins and wash us clean of all the things that we've done wrong in the past and the things that we will do wrong in the past every time we turn to him. And so in baptism, we think about the past, the fact that God has forgiven our past. And whether today's your baptism or not, we can remember that and we can celebrate that. We can turn to God today and say, will you forgive me for the things that we've done wrong? So the water forgives us our past. Now, what about the cross? Well, that was an interesting moment, wasn't it, when Paul got his finger and made a sign of the cross. And when Paul did that, he said this, Christ claims you for his own. Now, you know, if you go to a library and you get a book out, almost certainly somewhere in that book there'll be a stamp which you can't get rid of. And that stamp will tell you and anybody else who cares to look that book is the property of the library. It belongs to them. No one else can have it. It is theirs. And the sign on the forehead is a reminder that Christ claims us for his own, not in a greedy, aggressive way, but in a loving way, as a loving father says, you are my child and I am your father. What an incredible thing to celebrate in baptism, that not only are our sins forgiven and our past is forgiven and healed and we're refreshed, but that actually now we're in this relationship with God. We're sealed. We belong to him. What an incredible promise that is. And then we get to the light, to the candle. Well, Jesus said that he was the light of the world, and we give the candle to remind Benjamin and his family and all of us that Jesus is the light of the world. But not only is our past dealt with, not only are we now in the present friends with God and his children, but we can trust the future to him, that he will light our path, that he will illuminate our lives, that he will lighten up what we do, that he will guide us into the right way. And so our future is dealt with in baptism as well. Now that reading that Sarah read to us said this, it was Peter who was one of Jesus' close friends, and he was writing to a church and he said, we have been given everything we need to live the life that God calls us to. Everything that we need to live the life that God calls us to. That's an incredible thing to say. But you see, Peter knew very, very well what it was to be forgiven. He'd made some big mistakes in the past, and he knew that he had been forgiven. Peter knew that his identity was in Christ because Christ was his friend, and Christ had said, you're the rock. I'm going to build my church on you. His identity was all about Jesus, and he knew as he was living for God now that by the Holy Spirit, God was leading him. And so Peter knew really well that he could confidently remind that church and remind us today that we have in Christ everything we need. I wonder if each day you think, I have everything I need to live for God. I don't always think like that. I kind of think I could do with a bit of this and a bit of that and a bit of this. But actually, we have everything we need as we turn to him and he washes us and refreshes us. As we turn to the cross and we see again that he died for us so that we can be in relationship with him. And as we think about the light of the world, we trust our future to him. So maybe you're here today and you're concerned about your past, or you're worried about the present, or you're worried about the future. What a great reminder with these brilliant symbols that Christ has given us what we need. Now, there was one other really important symbol that nobody mentioned. Does anyone want to have another guess at one last symbol that we've not mentioned yet? Anyone want to have a guess? I'll give you a clue. Have a look around. Look behind you and in front of you and to the side. What do you think, Sophie? Family, each other. You, being here today, are one of the great symbols of baptism because Jesus does all of this for us, but he puts us into a family, a community of people to share our faith journey with, to do life with. And maybe today, you're okay with the thought of God forgiving you. You're okay with the thought that he loves you. You're okay with the thought that he guides you, but you're perhaps lonely today. Well, Jesus would say, come and be part of my family. Come and be part of my kingdom. And so wherever you fit within that today, whatever your greatest need, we're just going to pray now and ask that God would come and meet with us. So let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you that you forgive us for the things that we've done wrong, that you wash us clean, and you refresh us when we're thirsty and in need of you. Thank you that on the cross you died for us so that we can be in that incredible relationship with you. And thank you that you guide us into the future. Help us to trust you. And thank you for each other, the people that we're sat around today. Help us to be supportive and loving of each other. And knowing that you have given us all things we need to live for you, we say thank you. In the name of Jesus, amen.